I had given you an introduction into chapter 13 about it being evil in the family of David that was going to rise up, and that I told you that it was going to be a fulfillment of what Nathan told David whenever the Lord spoke through Nathan to David about his sin with Bathsheba. The Lord told David through Nathan, "Behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household." So now we come to this story in chapter 13, verse 1, and it says this, "Now it was after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Amnon was so frustrated because of his sister Tamar that he made himself ill, for she was a virgin, and it seemed hard to Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend, actually a relative. He had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah. And David's brother, and Jonadab, was a very shrewd man. He said to him, 'O son of the king, why are you so depressed morning after morning? Will you not tell me?' And then Amnon said to him, 'I'm in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother Absalom.' Jonadab then said to him, 'Hey, lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, please let my sister Tamar come and give me some food to eat, and let her prepare the food in my sight that I may see it and eat from her hand.' So Amnon laid down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat from her hand.'" Now, if you remember back at the end of chapter 12, Solomon was born to David in the 10th year of his reign when David was 40 years old. In chapter 3, back up the chapters, in chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, we learn that David had six sons who were born to him in Hebron during his first 7 years as king. In fact, the passage there in chapter 3 says this, "Sons were born to David at Hebron. His firstborn was Ammon by Ahinoam, the Jezreelite. His second was Chileab by Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite. The third was Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmaiah, the king of Gershon. And the fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. And the fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream by David's wife, Eglah. These were born to David at Hebron." So, from this, we discovered that Amnon was David's firstborn son. Absalom was also mentioned in the story and was David's thirdborn son. So from our story in chapter 13, we discovered that Absalom had a sister named Tamar. Now, we do not know at this point in the story if Tamar was older or younger than Absalom. We don't know if she was born in Hebron or to David while he was living in Ziklag, maybe. We don't know that. But we know the time of Solomon's birth. We know that at the time of Solomon's birth, neither Amnon, Absalom, nor any of the four sons of David were any older than 10 years of age. Okay, so we have to put that into perspective. Amnon the first might have been 10, and Absalom a little younger. We must remember that Amnon was a half-brother to Absalom and Tamar, who were full-blood siblings, but David was the father of all of them. And of course, for Tamar and Absalom, Maacah was their mother. Amnon's mother was Ahinoam. Now, it's quite possible that our young 10-year-old boy named Amnon could have been in love with his half-sister, but it seems to me to be highly doubtful that infatuation of this level would probably need a little more years than a 10-year-old boy named Amnon, or at least 5 years more. Maybe he was 15, maybe 10 years, maybe he was 20, maybe 16, somewhere along in there. But he's living in his own house. Maybe he was married. Jonadab was the cousin of all of David's children, by the way. He was the nephew of David's brother Shimeah, the third born of David's father, Jesse. Tamar was still a virgin. The wording in this passage says, Amnon was so frustrated because his sister Tamar that he made himself ill, for she was a virgin. It seemed hard to Amnon to do anything to her. Okay, with that, it seems that Amnon was already sexually active with women. It also shows the sin of Amnon because the Lord's law strictly forbids this. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born at home or born outside, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, born to your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Leviticus 18, 8 through 11. The scripture goes on to say, cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or his mother, and all the people say amen. Deuteronomy 27, 22. Amnon indeed was without excuse about this, for all the nation of Israel heard the law read every seventh year on the sabbatical year, every verse of the law, which included Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Jonadab was without excuse also, for he was a full-grown man. Amnon must have been a man by this time too, maybe even married. Jonadab, Amnon's cousin, helped with this evil plan to seduce Tamar. And even David was tricked into complying with the evil request. The evil plan seems to have gone just as Jonadab planned. David heard Amnon's request and the king's instruction and told Tamar to visit her brother in verse number 5. Then David sent to the house of Tamar, saying, go now to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him. So Tamar went to her brother's Amnon's house, and he was lying down. And she took dough, kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. She took the pan and dished them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have everyone go out from me. So everyone went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, bring the food into the bedroom that I might eat from your hand. Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the bedroom to her brother Amnon. And when she brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, come, lie with me, my sister. But she answered to him, no, my brother, do not violate me, for such a thing is not done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. As for me, where could I get rid of my reproach? As for you, you will be like one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However, he would not listen to her, since he was stronger than she. He violated her and lay with her. Tamar knew better than to allow Amnon to violate her. However, Tamar gives Amnon an out when she says, hey, now therefore speak with the king and he will not withhold me from you. Tamar did not think that David could overrule the law of the Lord in some way for Amnon to have Tamar. That seems impossible. I don't think that happened. I believe Tamar was desperate to get away from her brother, and she thought if she could distract Amnon by convincing him that if he could go and get permission to take her, it would have given her enough time to get away. And if the king happened to say yes, what would she do? She would come back. No doubt she knew her father would disagree, though. He was not going to break the law. But it was not a suggestion that Amnon would even consider. He had another thing on his mind, and we all know what that was. Now, in one kind of sin, an interesting thing occurs. After you have successfully sinned with a person, you begin to hate that person deep within. And so it was with Amnon's repulsion of Tamar, verse 15. Then Amnon hated her with a very great hatred, for the hatred with which he hates her was greater than the love with which he loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Get up, go away." But she said to him, "No, because this wrong in sending me away is greater than the other that you have done to me." Yet he would not listen. Then he called his young man who attended him and said, "Now throw this woman out of my presence and lock the door behind her." Now she had on a long sleeve garment. For in this manner the virgin's daughters of the king dressed themselves in robes. Then his attendant took her out and locked the door behind her, and Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long sleeve garment which was on her, and she put her hands on her head and went away crying aloud as she went. Tacitus wrote, "It is a characteristic of human nature to hate one whom you have injured." Tacitus was a Roman historian who lived from AD 56 to AD 120. He was born 6 years after the Council of Jerusalem, which we read about in Acts chapter 15. He saw the great expansion of the church firsthand as a kid growing up, and most likely had been in the presence of Paul and probably John also and the other apostles from time to time. He would have been about 14 years of old when Titus destroyed the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. His writings seemed to be accurate in every detail, and his understanding of human nature was spot on. Amnon was not in love with Tamar. He had an animal lust for Tamar. His lust was followed by remorse. His remorse was followed by hatred. And out of the door she must go, and the bar must be locked behind her. Why did Tamar challenge Amnon's forceful instruction to send her away? What if she was pregnant with his baby? She did nothing wrong. He did everything wrong. He raped her. But if she were sent away and with child, the people would have thought she was a woman of great sin herself, the king's daughter. She needed to stay in her mind. The people needed to know that he was the sinner, not her. His private offense would become her public dishonor. Thrown through the door, Tamar drenched herself in the ashes that she had just, from the fire that she had just used to cook Amnon's meals, his cakes. She tore her clothing in a sign of great grief. If David could have foreseen all of this, he would not have taken Bathsheba the way that he did. This act came because of David's act with Bathsheba and his premeditated murder of Uriah, and it was prophesied that this thing would happen. Indeed, David's folly was followed by shame. Amnon's folly was followed by shame also. For Tamar, she could not hold back the tears of grief. Outside the door, Absalom found his sister tattered, torn, and in tears.